November 21, 2024, JEDCO Board of Commissioners and Forward Jefferson Corporation.
I got text messages from several, so I wound up going around.
Come back Wednesday.
I was stuck already. I was already there at the light.
That's already moved our chairs.
All right.
We're ready.
Recording's on.
Recording's on?
I'm really enjoying that.
Oh, I love it. Best behavior now.
I'm getting one and I'm using it more.
Okay, good morning.
Yeah, I can even write on.
Ding, 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 ding. We're ready. Good morning. Now that we've had our little dose of stress with traffic, it's great to be here. This is our JEDCO Board of Commissioners, November 21 meeting. And let's call this meeting to order and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
An approval of board absences for today. Terry Tucker and Paula Polito. Can I have a motion? Teresa and second.
Teresa and Billy.
Teresa and Billy. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. And the approval of minutes for October 31st, 2024.
Move.
Second.
Jocelyn. Teresa second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We have guests. I don't see this. Yeah. Let's welcome our guests, Reed Smith, Parish Attorney's Office, and Philip Sherman and David Wolf with Adamson Reed.
Just Phil.
Okay. Any public comments on the agenda? No. Unfinished and new business, JEDCO Nominating Committee recommendations for 2025 officers. Jerry?
All right. So the nominating committee met after the last executive committee to make nominations for the upcoming year. And how we're going to do this is I am going to read the nominating committee's recommendations for officers first, and we're going to have a motion for just the officer positions, and then I'll read the nominations for the various committee assignments. But the first order of business is JEDCO nominating committee's recommendations for the 2025 officers. That will be Jocelyn Frank to serve as chairwoman, Jim Martin as vice chair, Stephen Robinson as treasurer, Joe Riccobono as secretary, and Myra will serve as ex officio chair. Hey. So we Teresa is on record as expressing excitement for the nominations. But is that a motion, Teresa, to accept? Okay.
So we second. Okay. Chandra second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right. So now we move on to the Executive Committee, Finance Committee, and the various standing committees. So we'll start with the 2025 Executive Committee. And keep in mind as I read these, the majority of the Executive Committee by ordinance is set up as the officers and the at-large council members appointments stay on executive committee at all times, and then depending on the rotation, either two or three of the district council members appointments are always on executive committee. So the appointments to executive committee will be Michael Adler, Billy Douglas, Joe Yule, Jocelyn Frank, Jim Martin, Myra Pineda, Joe Riccobono, Stephen Robinson, Gene Sauce, Linda Nugent-Smith, and Bob Stevens. The Finance Committee will be Jimmy Baum, Kenny Bertuzzi, Mike Farenholt, Brian Hyden, Teresa Lawrence, Melissa O'Neill, Paula Polito, Joe Riccobono will be serving on both. He has agreed to serve on both Executive Committee and Finance Committee. Melissa Simeon, Terry Tucker, and Chandra Williams. The Audit Committee, the recommendation is Brian Hayden, Gene Sauce, and Terry Tucker. The 2025 Bylaws Committee recommendations are Michael Adler, Jim Martin, and Myra Pineda. And the 2025 JEDCO Pilot Advisory Committee, the recommendations are Michael Adler, Jim Martin, Paula Polito, Linda Nugent-Smith, and Bob Stevens. I also want to point out that we have Kenny Bertuzzi and Mike Farenholt's terms will be ending in January, but we appoint them to the committee starting January 1st, and then when they roll off and an appointment, a replacement appointment is named, the nominating committee will then recommend their replacements to serve in their place. So that's the slate for Executive Committee, Finance Committee, Audit Committee, Bylaws Committee, and the Pilot Advisory Committee. So we'll need a motion for that.
We'll need a motion.
A motion.
Second.
Okay, and then Jimmy seconds. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Now.
Next is the appointments to the 2025 Nominating Committee. We don't allow the nominating committee to nominate their own committee, but three of the five positions on that are again set by resolution, and that is the current and the most previous or the most recent two chairs. So that will be Jocelyn Frank, Myra Pineda, and Teresa Lawrence. And then we have two openings that we typically at this meeting select a motion from the floor, and then just one other qualification is that no one that is wants to be an officer serves on nominating committee. You can't be on nominating committee and be nominated as an officer. So if anybody has any recommendations from the floor for nominating committee.
I'll nominate Michael and Jimmy. If y'all would like to do it. It's not a mandatory nomination.
So I just got shot.
Okay, so Michael Adler and Jimmy Bond. Any other nominations?
I move that the nominations be closed.
Okay. So then,
Jocelyn.
Okay, so is there a second for that?
Teresa.
And so all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So Michael and Jimmy.
All right. Next is a resolution recommending the appointment of JEDCO's 2025 chairwoman to the Jefferson Parish Economic Incentive Fund Evaluation Committee, which I heard, and I don't know that you got notification they met
with them yesterday.
Hey, finally. Okay, good. So that committee actually does meet, so.
They meet like maybe once.
The past several chairs I don't think ever went to a meeting. But this will be a resolution recommending Jocelyn serve and be named to the 2025 Jefferson Parish Economic Incentive Fund Evaluation Committee.
We'll need a motion for that? Jim?
Steven? Billy is a second.
So Myra opened up the door for me to go to the meetings.
Yes. Well, don't get too excited. I don't think they'll meet for another year or so. They spent all the money they had. So, okay. So that's...
We still need all those.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. So now
Next is a resolution appointing the board of directors to the Forward Jefferson Corporation. And remember, this always mirrors our executive committee so that we can call those Forge meetings on the same day. So the board of directors for the Forward Jefferson Corporation will be Michael Adler, Billy Douglas, Joe Yule, Jocelyn Frank, Jim Martin, Myra Pineda, Joe Riccobono, Stephen Robinson, Gene Sauce, Linda Nugent-Smith, and Bob Stevens.
Okay, we need a motion for that?
I move. Our second.
Chandra. And second by Teresa. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right. Teresa's quick on the draw, so I'm going to get through these fast. The next is a resolution appointing the Board of Directors to the Jefferson Development, the JEDCO Development Corporation. Again, this will mirror the Finance Committee. So these nominations will be Jimmy Baum, Kenny Bertuzzi, Mike Farenholt, Brian Hayden, Teresa Lawrence, Melissa O'Neill, Paula Polito, Joe Riccobono, Melissa Simeon, Terry Tucker, and Chandra Williams.
Need a motion?
Move.
Okay, Linda moves.
Second.
Second by Jim. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right. Next is approval of the President and CEO's 2025 memberships of professional, civic, or other clubs. This is required by my contract for me to give notice of professional memberships that JEDCO supports. So I'll just read these. The language is that the President and CEO must furnish to the Board of Commissioners annually a list of professional, civic, or other clubs which he will be associated with. This is required because my membership is typically reimbursed and expenses related. Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, I serve as a board member. The Four Kids Foundation, I serve as a board member. I'm a member of the World Trade Center of New Orleans. I'm a member of the International Council of Shopping Centers, a member of the International Economic Development Council, a member of the Louisiana Industrial Development Executives Association, which has now changed their name to LEED, and I can't even tell you what LEED stands for right now, but it's changed. I am a member of the Board of Trustees for the University of Holy Cross. I'm a member of the Council of Development Finance Agencies and a member of the Southern Economic Development Council. So,
need a motion for that?
Move.
Any questions? Teresa moves.
Second.
Okay. Second by Michael. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Jerry.
All right. All of you should have in your packet a copy of the meeting schedule for both the Executive Committee and the quarterly Board of Commissioners meetings. Please add those to your calendar, but we will need a motion to approve that schedule of meetings for 2025.
Linda moves.
Second.
Second by Melissa. You beat her. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right. Next is the discussion and consideration of the eligibility of the Elmwood Business Association to continue serving as a nominating organization for the JEDCO Board of Commissioners. This was deferred from the October 31st Executive Committee meeting, so some of you weren't privy to the conversation that took place in Executive Committee. But we had two commissioners whose terms are expiring in January. The procedure, when we changed our bylaws probably 10 years ago, the procedure is upon the end of a commissioner's term, each of those nominating committees is required, each of the nominating entities is required to submit to us documentation showing that they're in good standing with the state, that their membership is strong, that they one of the requirements is that they have paid staff. And that those changes were made for a couple of reasons. One, to make sure that the nominations that we're getting are coming from some strong organizations. There are a number of organizations that would like to have an appointment to this organization. There were two, again, the two entities that came to us in Executive Committee were the Jefferson Chamber and the Elmwood Business Association. The board, the Executive Committee elected to approve the Chamber But they wanted to defer the decision on the Elmwood Business Association. Because one of the criteria was, again, that they had paid staff. The Elmwood Business Association informed us that they had not been paying a staff member. They were taking proceeds from their luncheons and supporting charity. They had bought bulletproof vests and police equipment and things like that, which is notable. Upon communicating with them, as well as some of our members communicating with them, we did get a subsequent communication from the Elmwood Business Association saying now they are going to pay somebody. And so that's a new wrinkle in this. We don't know how much they're paying that person or not, but we have a decision to make as to whether or not we would like to continue having the Elmwood Business Association be one of our nominating entities, or if we want to seek a different nominating entity. And please correct me if I'm wrong, the sort of the tone of the conversation at executive committee was we appreciate the Elmwood Business Association, we'd like for them to continue, but if we start to make the exception for one, then we kind of water it back down and get to where we were. And I'll be quite frank with you, we made this bylaws change when I took over in 2013, I think it was around that time. We had, I want to say, three nominating entities at that time. One had not had a meeting in probably 5 years. They didn't even know they couldn't identify the officers of the organization, or anything like that. We had another organization that kept no minutes. They basically held a networking meeting every month, and there's a lot of value to those organizations, don't get me wrong, but as we see in a year like this year, where there are political battles and things that need to be undertaken, we need to make sure we have nominating entities that have some strength, and that's where the bylaws change came in. So this is for you all to discuss and determine where you'd like to go from here.
I'll start. At the executive committee meeting, we talked about it. My question is, are they hiring a person in order to meet this requirement, in order to keep a person on our board?
That's what it sounds like to me. I did not confirm it in that sense, but it was in response to our communication back to them was, we're going to now pay someone.
And Jim, I believe that's what's happening with it. You know, the organization has changed over the last few years, as Jerry was alluding to, be more of a networking association, and that does bring concern of the quality of people that they will have to be able to nominate. I don't think that's an issue yet, maybe for this term, but I don't know if that trend continues, how that would work. But they had made the decision to stop paying someone really after COVID, when everyone just started doing everything themselves anyway, and they kind of got to the point of, well, do we need to pay someone because we can just get that money back, and not really realizing that there were other reasons to pay someone, for instance, to be able to have this disability to nominate someone. So that's when it happened after COVID. They kept doing that and just kind of really moved with not paying someone because
They didn't need anyone.
And the board members, particularly the president and president-elect, kind of really just took those responsibilities of doing.
Would it be fair to say they still don't need anyone, and they just want?
Yeah, you know, in conversations with them, Tina, the current president, and Adair, the past president, felt like it's been a lot more work than they thought it was going to be of not paying someone. You know, I first thought, well, we can, and especially after COVID when things had slowed down, hey, this isn't that bad, we can do it. As things have ramped up and they've, you know, increased membership back and have also increased the quality of the meetings, it has gotten to be a load for them where they, it could be a pleasant force to make them pay someone, but the person they are paying is a dare, which makes it a little bit more of a, okay, maybe this is worth my work. But I think to answer your question, Jim, to be honest, it is.
Okay.
It is to put.
Mm-hmm. Linda?
If this should create a vacancy, what is the process? You said there are several other entities that would like to be considered. What would be our next step to consider?
So we can, so the board would have to vote on who that replacement entity is. Just to be prepared, whichever way this goes, I have spoken to the Louisiana Restaurant Association. It's a pretty substantial group, but two, it plays well with our food. We have the food incubator and our food cluster, which is ever expanding, and they were ecstatic,
at the
opportunity. But that the board would need to vote on that
and make a recommendation to the parents.
Kenneth, you're the Elmwood person, yeah. Yes.
This after, because the nominating entities are also codified in the parish ordinance, it would require also that this go to the council for the change there as well.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is happening because Kenneth's term's rolling off.
Because
term's
rolling off.
Okay.
But it was when it was discovered when we...
Right.
My term started in 2020.
But we're not voting to throw you off.
Yeah, no.
You're honestly off the island.
Yeah, this is not the first time this has happened.
No.
Yeah, and I think what happened with it was when my term started in 2020, right, with COVID.
With COVID.
And then
yes.
That's when... They changed.
They
know,
made that decision.
Yeah. Made decision.
So you're
I don't even think it was right
COVID?
At 2020.
You started COVID?
Thanks, Kenneth.
It was, you know, shortly after that it just became, well, do we need to do this? And
so
to the extent that we're not looking at it in a silo and you're looking at something like a strong interest from the Louisiana Restaurant Association,
right.
Which is an extremely strong organization and an extremely important organization in our business community. There's no, if you were looking at, if you were doing it with a blank slate and starting anew, there's no question you would choose the Louisiana Restaurant Association over the Elmwood Business Association, just for the capital that it brings to JEDCO. So I don't know if the decision is solely in the silo of just evaluating whether the Elmwood Business Association still qualifies or not. That's one question, but if you're really comparing it to, well, geez, the opportunity is to put a nomination from the Louisiana Restaurant Association on the board. If we can look at it with those lenses, it's an easy decision on my
so
personally.
While we're getting ready to build this incubator.
So,
right, exactly. Right.
So the item on the agenda is strictly on the consideration of the eligibility of the Elmwood Business Association. What I would recommend is that you all vote on that item. And then if, depending on the outcome of that item, we would come back in December, probably executive committee with a recommendation, a full recommendation on a replacement organization. We would need to take a vote on that, and then I'd go to the council to get that updated in the council.
Just to clarify one thing that Kenneth had said, the person that they're going to pay is one of the officers.
Yeah.
Which I don't think meets at least the spirit of
the staff. Right.
It's not the staff
test. It might meet the letter, but it's not certainly not the spirit of the.
Yeah. So we will need a motion then to, accept or continue or discontinue the nominating organization at this point. So
I would guess I should abstain from that. Probably.
You're out anyway.
You probably don't want to make
Kevin,
the motion.
You're out anyway. Why don't you, move? You want to move or second?
I'll make the motion that the Elmwood Business Association no longer qualifies.
Yeah, some. I would read it.
Okay. Need a bigger table.
I would make the recommendation or the motion say that the executive committee recommends to the parish council that the nominating organization be replaced or
be deemed
ineligible.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's the motion I just made.
Be deemed.
Okay. We need a second. Second.
I do.
Okay. Great. Jean, seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
One abstention.
One abstention. You'll abstain. Jimmy abstains as well.
Just wonder if I'm the other person that rolled off and took away the association.
Take it down with you.
Okay.
You may be.
I got a plaque you may have.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's like a letter sent to them explaining.
We will notify them by letter, and I'll call Tina as well. I do want to thank everybody for thoughtful consideration of that. That's never an easy discussion. The Elmwood Business Association has brought us great nominees, including a past chairman and Jimmy.
Absolutely.
We'll handle that diplomatically.
Just take it down.
Great.
But I do agree with Michael. I mean,
especially
really
at this moment with the food incubator coming, yes. I think
but
it's going to be.
But it doesn't mean that they cannot come back.
That's correct.
Exactly.
And that'll be part of my communication.
Future is future.
Well,
it can still be engaged. Okay, so we move on to a resolution amending and restating.
Oh, did we take a full vote?
Yes.
We have the motion in
yes.
Second.
We did. So a resolution amending and restating the May 30th, 2024 resolution approving the form of and authorizing the execution of a lease agreement, an agreement to issue bonds, and any and all additional documents and certificates deemed necessary in connection with the granting of a favorable payment in lieu of tax arrangement and the potential issuance of not exceeding $24 million in aggregate principal amount of taxable and or tax-exempt revenue bonds of the Jefferson Parish Economic Development and Port District for the acquisition, construction, and development of a manufacturing and training facility for the benefit of RNGD LLC, 1450 LNA Holdings LLC, 1009 McDermott Holdings LLC and 1001 McDermott LLC and their affiliates in Metairie, Jefferson Parish, and providing for other matters with respect to the foregoing. Lacey?
Thanks for reading the longest preamble.
Yeah, you're just making me say goodbye.
Teresa's quick on the draw. You might want to just ask for a motion now.
Okay. Bringing clarity. That's all.
So, yes, our Board of Commissioners approved a pilot lease for Renegade LLC earlier this year in May for their, basically to capture their expansion. It's significant, $24 million expansion, creating jobs, building a training academy for individuals in the construction industry. They're consolidating their headquarters on site in their Jefferson Parish location. The lease has not been executed yet, and we actually just learned of first of all, the lease is with Renegade, so it's RNGD LLC. Doesn't mention affiliates, affiliate companies, or any other company. But it was brought to our attention that actually the property consists of three separate parcels, and each parcel is owned by a holding company, and a separate holding company. Those are 1450 LNA Holdings LLC, 1009 McDermott Holdings LLC, and 1001 McDermott LLC. With a pilot, right, the property is conveyed to JETCO, and then we lease it back with a payment of tax arrangement. So, in actuality, the lessees won't be Renegade LLC, they'll have to be the owners of those parcels, so that's those three companies. collectively are actually the lessee. And Renegade LLC will sublease the property for operation as, you know, all of these different segments of the company. So Renegade is really a sublessee and not the main lessee of the pilot agreement. Renegade also holds all of the employees for the companies. So that company will retain that responsibility of meeting the targeted employment and payroll, or else would have to pay a clawback penalty. So what we have before you now is a resolution that basically makes that clarification. It brings in those affiliated companies that are now going to be named as lessee, and then clarifies essentially the role of all of these companies in this agreement, with Renegade also being the one, the sublessee, and the one responsible for meeting those clawback, or sorry, those annual targets in employment and payroll. So we worked with, of course, our special counsel, Philip Sherman, and as well as Renegade's counsel to make these changes. I tracked them, or I let David do track changes, Lisa, just so you could see how we made those revisions. But so anyway, this resolution and this action does not change in any way. It's not a renegotiation of terms, same terms. It's just bringing in those affiliated companies and clarifying the roles of each company in this lease agreement.
Okay. Thank you, Lacey. We need a motion or any discussion, any questions from the commissioners?
I make a motion to approve.
Second. Okay.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. A resolution approving a cooperative endeavor agreement between the Parish of Jefferson and Jefferson Parish Economic Development and Port District regarding the provision of funding in an amount not to exceed $200,000 to reimburse RNGD LLC for a portion of certain costs associated with the company's relocation of corporate headquarters and expansion in Jefferson Parish, Council District 2, and providing for related matters. Lacey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with this huge project, the council, especially district council person, was very excited to support and has created an opportunity to support the company in the form of a reimbursement. It's up to $200,000 in certain costs related to the project. Moving costs, so actual costs to move equipment and office furniture to et cetera to bring their headquarters to that location, and then also the council considered a list of expenses that are largely related to permitting, and I get deeper into that, or I actually list that out in the next agenda item. But again, this was to support the company with this major expansion. The council wants JEDCO to facilitate this incentive payment or pay multiple payments to the company. Therefore, they've developed a cooperative endeavor agreement that charges JEDCO with overseeing this incentive agreement. In addition to, you know, that responsibility, really the only other obligation of JEDCO in that agreement is to submit and this, because it's over $100,000, it'll be a quarterly narrative report to the contract manager at the parish that explains the activity under the agreement and any expenditures that we've had thus far. That is pretty much it for this item.
Thank you, Lacey. Any questions? Teresa moves. Second.
This is a pass-through. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Second.
Second by Linda.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. A resolution approving a cooperative endeavor agreement between the Jefferson Parish Economic Development and Port District and RNGD LLC regarding the provision of an economic assistance payment or payments in an amount not to exceed $200,000 to reimburse a portion of certain costs associated with the company's relocation of corporate headquarters and expansion in Jefferson Parish, Council District 2, and providing for related matters. Lacey.
Yes, so we worked with Philip Sherman to develop our CEA with Renegade, and in that agreement we do require certain, there's certain obligations of the company. So basically, we did list out the approved expenses. These expenditures were approved by the councilman. They include moving expenses and sewer impact fees, sewer fees, plumbing permit filing fees, HVAC fees, gas piping, and so anyway, lots of permit fees, and then storm drainage upgrades. But it's capped, the reimbursement is capped at $200,000. So they can submit documentation to us showing, which is required, right, showing evidence of the cost of the approved expense and that they completed. They can submit one every couple of weeks. So it might be that we are dishing out a couple of payments to them, but ultimately it's capped at $200,000. I do want to mention too that this, the CEA with JEDCO, with the parish and JEDCO, hasn't been approved by the council yet. It will be heard before the council on December 11th. So your approval of this will be contingent upon that agreement getting approved. That, you know, obviously we need the support for this agreement with Renegade. But yes, it's a simple process. They'll submit to us documentation of actual cost and that they've paid those expenses, and then we will pay from JEDCO's general fund, because the council requires that they pay out on a reimbursement basis. So then we'll provide all documentation of that Renegade provided along with our proof of payment and get that reimbursement to JEDCO essentially. So that's how it'll work.
Okay, we need a motion.
I'll move.
Second.
I just want you to know that right behind me, I'm on LA Road, so I'm very familiar. So I just want you to know, I'm not just raising my hand, okay? I've seen the movement happening.
Wonderful.
Really, it's amazing. It's
District 2.
What a big space it is, and we don't have that back there. I think after Copeland moved out, what was it called? It was a... What was the name of the seasoning company? Was what is it?
Diversified.
Yeah. And it was just so empty for a long time.
They have really nice plans.
So it's really, I mean, I'm excited, you know, and I was like, oh, this is really cool.
Well, Billy moved in. Good second.
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Resolution approving the form of and authorizing the execution of the Cooperative Endeavor Agreement with Jefferson Parish for the development of a demographic, social, and economic profile and narrative for Jefferson Parish, and to provide JEDCO with up to $24,800 for such effort. Lacey.
So this proposed Cooperative Endeavor Agreement came out of meetings held by some major business groups in Jefferson Parish, including the JBC, I think the JCF as well, and the council. Their desire is to obtain a survey of demographic and economic information for Jefferson Parish, and they want to do a comparative analysis of areas within the parish, so all of those census-designated places like Marrero and Metairie, and then including municipalities, right? So do a comparison of the data within Jefferson Parish and those communities, and then also a comparison with other communities in other states that are, you know, aspiring communities or very similar to Jefferson. The whole point of this is to inform the parish administration and council of, you know, major decisions of how to support these areas and also funding priorities, essentially. And of course, the council would like to use JEDCO to manage this contract and process and the deliverables. They had requested a proposal from BDPC LLC. That is the sole member and sole owner of that is Greg Brigamer. And some of you might remember Greg Brigamer from the past, GCR. He was the founder of GCR, and he's very well-versed in data mining, data collection, data analysis, and then developing strategies based on that data. So his proposal is what came in at $24,800. So that's what the parish is providing JEDCO to retain his firm to do this work.
And I think it's, yeah, the CEA with the parish is, I believe, a year term. But it's, the work will not take long. He's proposing 60 days. But we're kind of, I added in some cushion, you know, due to the holidays.
How comprehensive is it going to be?
So just to give a little more context to Lacey's comments, how this came about is the JBC had approached us, the chamber, the JCF, in the name of Jefferson Parish is the most diverse parish in the state of Louisiana. We don't think of ourselves that way, but we are. And so we really, as a group, wanted to inform the parish administration and the council what the real demographics are, what the trends are, to inform their future decision making, whether it's on transportation or our aging population or what services are needed. Initially, all of our collective groups were going to put money in and just fund this and hand it over to the parish. My thought was the parish needs to utilize this information, and there's no way to better way to get them to utilize it than to have them pay for it. So the council agreed unanimously that they were going to use their funds collectively to pay for this. But like all things, when we have a good idea, JEDCO gets to run it. So that's what this is, what this item is, our agreement with the parish to receive the funds, and then the next item that Lacey will cover will be our contract with Rigamer. So we'll administer it, but the council will be paying for this. And the hope is that we get this data. And we have access to some of this data, but Greg has a way to produce the data and map it and put it in very useful format. So that is the hope, that we'll be able to provide this to the council. This will inform the future decision making of this parish.
So Jerry, I have a question. I know we are the most diverse, but will they take into consideration the disparity between West Bank and East Bank? Because I know when they aggregate all the information, it's Jefferson Parish. However, Jefferson Parish is somewhat of a
you
divide,
want to speak
if
to
that
the
makes sense. So I'd
or?
Like to know what.
Yeah, so when I mentioned that they're going to do an analysis of communities within the parish, and that's one of them, East Bank and West Bank, and then even finer detail breaking down into those census designated places and along with the municipalities. So I think it's great. And it comes at a great time as we're kicking off the strategic planning for the five-year update to the Jefferson Edge in 2025. This is like the kind of information that, you know, that could inform strategies within our plan as well.
Are we going to be, I just would like to know, like, the scope, what, because it says demographics, social and economic profile, how yeah. deep is Greg going to go into the different demographics and...
Next item.
I think it's
a year. He's well. Using, in any case, he's using census data, and then ESRI, ESRI, which actually uses census data, both decennial census and the American Community Surveys, and does projections off of them. So, in fact, he's setting up in ESRI, in our account, basically all the queries. So if you wanted to run these reports in a year, you know, to see where we stand, we could do that.
Yeah, fairly my concern easily. Is just to make sure that each community is
right.
represented correctly, because as we know, the census doesn't necessarily represent, for example, the Hispanic community. There's a lot of disparity there. So if we want a useful document, you know, that has information that will be
accurate.
Relevant and accurate for the council and for the...
I think that's the benefit of using someone like Greg, because the baseline data is going to come from census data, mm-hmm. ESRI, those subscription services. But I think Greg has the ability and the knowledge in this market to finesse that information to tell the true story not just relying solely on the publicly available data.
And I think I just want to clear up what Myra said. The last census I was taking for the Hispanic community was in 1998, and we are the largest growing community that has not been censored since 1998. It's been quite a while. So when we hear something like this, it's not because, and an adjustment, it's not because we're sensitive about the subject. It is because how wide and how deep is it, and is it industry driven or is it community driven? So for us, it's, we just want to hear which side of the fence are we getting the information to be used for.
And as a matter of, we'd like to build on that and maybe help Greg in any way possible, because we have a project ourselves on updating that report that was done in 1998. So maybe we can, but that's for further conversation.
And we can collaborate with the blockchain.
Exactly.
The purpose of this, I'm excited, I'm thrilled.
Yeah. This is very important.
I just want to learn more about the effect of what is it being used, you know, what's the capturing. And I do get it, but I just want to know what is the drive behind it, and that would make it really clear.
Well, I'll be happy to, I mean, of course, we're going to have a kickoff meeting to talk about it, you know, the data that he's pulling. And I'll certainly emphasize.
We're happy to include you.
And I'd like to be included on that as well, Jerry.
Keep me out, Jared.
No.
The more the merrier.
All right.
I don't think you'll charge us more per person on the call.
Okay. So we'll need a motion. Okay.
Second.
Melissa. One minute. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. JEDCO resolution approving the form of and authorizing the execution of the consulting services contract with BDPC LLC for the development of a demographic, social, and economic profile and narrative for Jefferson Parish in an amount not exceeding $24,800. Please.
Obviously, the companion item to what we just talked about, it's the actual contract with BDPC. Keeping in mind that this contract is actually being paid for by the parish, and the parish council has not yet approved that CEA with JEDCO to provide the support that the board's approval of this resolution today would be contingent upon the parish council approving that CEA on December 11th. But I think we pretty much talked about, you know, in general, what the purpose of this work and some things that will be reproduced, but I'm saying not reproduced, but generated from this work. But please let me know if you have any questions. We made the term through March 31st, 2025. You know, he's about to get started before the year's done. It only takes about 60 days, but once again, I'll bring you two in to that meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Move.
Linda?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Financial reports. Jennifer?
Good morning. So in your package, you should have the budget to actual comparisons for the 2016 months, August, September, and October. There's nothing major to report. I think the expenses are tracking at or under budget. We'll talk more at the next meeting when we present the final amended budget for 2024. I'm not seeing any major changes that we're going to be coming to you to get approved. Like I said, things seem to be tracking with the first amended budget that we put before you. Other than that, our LAMP investment stands currently at about $4.2 million, with the EDGE LAMP investment about $576,000. So if you have any questions on these reports, I can answer that. But we'll talk more at the December meeting when we present the final budget. I'll share a little more about expenses for the year and so forth.
Thank you, Jennifer. Any questions from the commissioners for what we have? Being none, we'll move on. President CEO.
All right. So thank you all. I know that's those were a lot of votes, or more votes than we typically take in a JEDCO meeting. I do have a few updates for you all. One, I'll start with something that I don't typically bring before you all, but I just wanted to mention it. We have not switched health care providers in a number of years. We've been with Blue Cross Blue Shield. We've absorbed a number of increases over the years. We are making a switch in 2025. We notified the employees yesterday. We're going to be moving over to Aetna, and hopefully that softens the blow that we've been incurring each year. But I just wanted to let you all know, because we've made a number of moves throughout the year that have been cost savings to JEDCO with insurance, with our property insurance and liability and all of that. But we also took a fresh look at our health insurance this year as well. I wanted to let you all know that if you haven't read the news or seen it on the news, we do have a council member who has announced his retirement, which will be effective early January. Yes, early January. I spoke with him again this morning. He is extremely appreciative of JEDCO and our work, and I know we will miss him, because he's been a great supporter of our organization. Despite that, our relationship with the council is extremely strong. I would even argue that as we've gone through the last several months and project like the Gretna project may have caused some consternation in the public based on misinformation, but it's actually strengthened our relationship with the majority of the council. So we're in a very good position with the parish council right now. Two other things I wanted to mention. If you have not, well, let me back up. Are there any questions on that? Or I know that's I've fielded lots of phone calls from individual members of the board regarding some of those things. But we're in a good spot. If you have not already RSVP'd for the annual luncheon, the annual luncheon is December 5th. I can't believe it's only three weeks away, but we do have seats for you as commissioners, so please, if you haven't already RSVP'd and you're planning to attend, please let Penny know. Also, she even has the count on here, 40 days till the end of the year, in which you have to complete your ethics and sexual harassment training. So I know some of you like to incorporate that into your New Year's Eve festivities.
I usually do mine. But I have a question, Jerry.
Yes.
If you sit on, say, on another board of you, and you've done ethics, will that count?
Yes. Oh, sure.
If it's a public board, yeah. If it's one of the state board, yeah. But if you, your certificate should be on file. If you completed it for another organization, it should be on file, so we can we
need to send it.
But yes, you have 40 days, and if you don't complete it in probably the next 20, then you won't be the victim of sexual harassment, but you probably will be harassed until you finish the filing those certificates. We understand this is a volunteer board, but we have had commissioners in the past who have not filled these out and have actually been fined and
because you say we had commissions in the past.
No, it's not. I don't think it's anyone around the table, but previous commissioners. So please take care of that. The other thing, I guess the last thing I wanted to bring to your attention is, and give you all a little bit of a sneak preview of this, is that the parish council had allocated some funds to JEDCO for a overall marketing and attraction campaign, something that connotes a sense of place and something that we can use not only to local to market locally here as to the benefits of Jefferson, but something that is part of our overall attraction campaign to site selectors and to folks outside of the region that we want to attract them here. That campaign or part of that campaign kicked off last year with the site selector initiative. We brought a number of site selectors into the parish. We were able to show off the best of what we have to offer. But a more significant part of that campaign is going to be a website overhaul, a new portal. The website will be not only just the JEDCO information, but a portal into Jefferson Parish for anyone looking to come here, whether it's for business or a resident considering moving here. But as part of that overhaul is an overall campaign of a marketing campaign of what brings people to Jefferson and what makes Jefferson unique. So that this will be unveiled at the annual luncheon. You are the, other than us and the marketing firm, you're the first to see it. But Kelsey, do you wanna sort of unveil that?
Yes, and this is the first piece of the campaign. So it's going to be our logo, kind of a new visual approach to how we're positioning Jefferson Parish. The website is going to be finished hopefully by like June. Websites take a little time. But in the meantime, we wanted to get this started and rolled out. So the campaign is going to be called More Here. And so we're looking at all the different ways that you can be more in Jefferson Parish. You can thrive more here. You can innovate more here, grow more here, engage more here. We worked very closely with Defried, which is the firm that actually designed the original JEDCO logo, which will still stay. That is not changing. This is just a campaign logo. So the campaign is going to look like this. It's a mix of kind of the traditional bold focus that we have here at JEDCO, and then the little bit of a fun and funky kind of text that connotes some of the like fun, fresh, interesting, visually appealing pieces of Jefferson Parish. So this is kind of the overall look. This top will change out based on this top word will change out based on who we're targeting and what the approach is. So it could be something where we're just talking about the live more here or enjoy more here, celebrate more here. And that's really we really wanted to be sure that this could be flexible. There's a lot of different ways that we're using this. It's got the little locator here that we can use in certain ways. We've got this, just lots of different ways that this can be incorporated into our overall brand. And then we're looking at what this is going to possibly look like on billboards and out in the community. So Deepfried mocked this up for us just so that we could get a sense of what something like this might look like, possibly here in Jefferson Parish or in neighboring states and communities as people are driving to our community. So. Looking at possibly doing some murals or building wraps that are going to showcase what we can do here. We were really looking at the back of this building in particular when you're coming in from the airport. I don't know where that's off of William.
It's on. Yeah, it's between William. Well, it's between Power and the Veterans exit. Mm-hmm.
We've been eyeballing that blank space, so thought that could be a nice spot. And then looking, you could put it on shirts, you could put it, and this was their initial pitch. They were giving us some other logos, but we ultimately chose this design to be the official design for the campaign. So that will roll out at the annual luncheon at the end of the event.
I think why this campaign speaks to us as a team as well as certainly it's very flexible. It can be used for business. It can be used by the CVB. It can be used by so many groups. But the More Here tagline speaks to one of the ways that we market Jefferson Parish and Louisiana with business, because when we're in a competitive posture against a much larger market, a Dallas or a Houston or Atlanta, companies typically understand that they can go to a market like that and they're another number, or they come to Louisiana and we celebrate them and they're a big fish here. So that that campaign, I think, resonates with our approach to business and trying to attract businesses here, that they can come here and be much, much more here. So we're very excited about it. I know the team really gravitated to this, and I think the firm we're working with is very excited about this campaign and the possibilities with it as well. But wanted to kind of give you all a sneak peek of what we'll unveil at the luncheon.
It's beautiful.
And it sort of parlays or dovetails off of the CVB's. Their new slogan is...
Is that the one that's "It's In to Be Out"? Is that the one?
It's In to Be Out, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it gives a fresher feeling to Jefferson Parish, where we always... tend to be a little more staid and
traditional,
and this is I think a new fresh feel for us, so we're excited about it.
We really wanted to do something that had that sort of fun feeling that really got fresh. People excited about wanting to be here. Also, the double entendre is kind of nice. You can be more here and you can be more here, like being more present as well. So it's a great way to there's just a lot you can do with it. We like the flexibility, so we hope you like it.
We'd love it.
It'll be out there for quite some time, so
great
we'll
job.
Be sharing with everybody, and you know.
What was that video that you had recently with Polly, and you had
That was for the early childhood.
Yes, the baby.
Yeah,
it was such a cool one.
Yeah, we didn't do that. That was the Ready Start Network, but we've been sharing it.
Oh my God! Yeah,
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 And we are unveiling a video. I'm not making it this year, but we were working with Deep Fried, and they did a video for us for this campaign to kind of roll it out. So it'll be Cynthia Lee Shang is the voiceover for it. So it's really excited.
Wonderful.
Any questions? This will and again, this will be this is going to be launched at our luncheon, but we'll coincide early next year with the bicentennial, so there should be a lot of excitement in this region for the next quarter and a half that we should be able to capitalize on.
Excellent. Any updates or comments from our commissioners?
I just have a question. Garrett, has the change of leadership at the port and Public Belt Railroad resulted in any different positions or obstacles as it relates to lighting up the Huey P. Long Bridge?
So that's a great question. The new CEO has not started yet. I believe she starts first week in December. I actually met her on Friday. But anticipating that, I've already had conversations with the COO over there, as well as Todd Murphy, who serves as one of the commissioners. We had a conversation with them right before Brandy announced her resignation. It was a very positive conversation. We think we have some pots of money that we can tap into. And then Brandy announced her resignation. Right. So we were afraid we were going to lose a little momentum. But through Todd and the team at the port, it looks like they have continued to have those conversations internally. And I told the new CEO we were going to give her a little time to get her feet on the ground, but we wanted to meet about this again. And seems like they're in a good place for us to be able to continue to advance that conversation.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. So we're almost there. We need a motion to adjourn.
I motion.
There you go. Second, Linda.
Second.
Okay. Why not?
Nobody get up. Wait. Get up. Before you get up, we got to go into the forge real quick.
Okay, yes.
And this will just be members of the executive. We do have to adjourn, we adjourn this meeting.
We adjourned that meeting, and please remain for the Jefferson Corporation meeting.
Forward
Jefferson Corporation. Okay, so Forward Jefferson Corporation annual meeting, called to order. Approval of absences for today, November 21st.
No absence, or the same absence.
Same absence. So, and I'd like to acknowledge that Paula is in attendance. So,
I apologize for my tardiness. I was so at the chamber executive.
Yeah. So it's just Terry Tucker absent. I need a motion.
I move.
Okay, Jocelyn, second.
Billy, second.
Billy, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, approval of minutes for June 27, 2024.
I move.
Stephen.
Stephen, second?
Second.
Teresa, all those in favor?
Aye.
Wait, I need a different second.
I'll second.
No.
No.
Billy second. I'm sorry, this is, Forge is only the members of the executive committee. It was Stephen.
Okay, any public comments on agenda items? Unfinished and new business, a resolution acknowledging appointments by Jefferson Parish Economic Development Port District, JEDCO, to the Board of Directors of Forward Jefferson Corporation for 2025. Michael Adler, Billy Douglas, Joe Ewell, Jocelyn Frank, Jim Martin, Myra Pineda, Joe Riccobono, Stephen Robinson, Jean Sauce, Linda Nugent-Smith, and Bob Stevens. And now, appointing officers to the Forward Jefferson Corporation Board of Directors for 2025, and Jocelyn Frank, Chairwoman, Jim Martin, Vice Chair, Stephen Robinson, Treasurer, Joe Riccobono, Secretary, Myra Pineda, ex officio. And appointing directors to the Forward Jefferson Corporation Bylaws Committee for 2025, Michael Adler, Jim Martin, Myra Pineda. So I'll require a motion for that.
That's got to be somebody on the executive committee, but not on the list.
Jimmy.
Brian.
It's Brian.
Brian.
I move to approve.
Brian.
Brian, you're on the executive committee, yes.
And Michael.
All right.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Annual financial report, Jennifer.
Jennifer said it's all good.
Pretty simple. Yeah. Contributions, private contributions received then are immediately transferred to the Jefferson General Fund. Today, $30,500 again transferred out. I think we might adjust the budget up by about $5,000. We had anticipated not receiving one contribution, but I think we will receive that by year end. So at the December meeting, we may come and adjust this budget up to $35,500.
Great questions.
Any questions?
No.
Thank you, John.
Just for those of you that may not remember, Forge is our 501c3. Some of our EDGE contributors choose to give their contribution through Forward Jefferson instead of just giving
directly
to JEDCO. So that's why the funds
common
in there are pretty much in and out.
That's more and more common. Okay, so I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second.
Billy, Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
all.
Thank you, everyone.
I hope your trip out is not as eventful as your trip in.
Guess we'll see soon.
Looks like that. Yeah. We'll put Google Maps search.
Yes.
How are we looking here?
Yes, sir.
She's short back.